Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We just want everyone to join in tonight as we praise and worship and preach the Word of God and lift up the name of Jesus. That's all we're trying to do, is get people saved and healed and set free and delivered. And we just want you to tell all your friends and loved ones and your neighbors about the broadcast. And please share and like this broadcast so we can get the gospel out to others. And we would like to thank all the listeners from all over the world, the new listeners. And we would also like to thank the regular ones that come on and support the ministry with their prayers. And we thank God for every one of you. And we just pray that someone will be saved and healed and set free and delivered by this ministry. It's about seeing souls changed, and the Facebook listeners can post their prayer requests in the comments below, and if you have a praise report, you can put it in there, and we just thank God for what he's doing through this broadcast, and people are being touched, and we just want to thank God for it, and our subject for today is coming out of 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. And the key to this verse is you got to humble yourself before God and you got to pray. And you got to seek the face of God, and you got to turn from your wicked ways. Then it says that God will hear from heaven and will forgive your sin and heal their land. So that's the key to it, is the things that were just read. And there's so many hurting people out there that just don't know which way to go. And I just want all the prayer warriors to be praying like never before for the ones that need to be saved and set free and delivered. And there's some out there that just feel like they're losing their battles. But, you know, if we have Jesus on our side, we can turn it all over to him, and he'll fight the battle for us. We won't have to fight it with ourselves, because we can't fight nothing by ourselves. We got to have the Lord doing it for us. And I just praise God for everything that he's done and for what he's going to continue to do this year. We're excited to see what God's going to do. And we're going to have Tim to come around and sing a couple songs, and then we'll get the preachers on here to obey the Lord.
This world has strayed so far away. We've forgotten how to worship. We've forgotten how to pray. But there's still hope, my friends, on this earthly cross. Let's seek out the old path. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way that can be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's learn to trust his power and give him back our heart. Will you pray? It's the only way. Let's turn back to God. My Jesus said before he went away, I'm leaving now, but I'll return someday. If we expect to go with him to the land where angels talk, we better get our hearts right. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's learn to trust His power and give Him back up. I tell you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's learn to trust His power and give Him back our heart. I feel we pray it's the only way. Let's turn back to God. I feel we pray it's the only way. Let's turn back to God.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
God. Thank the Lord.
Hey. I was down and still alone. I was blue as I could be. When I finally reached the bottom, someone said these words to me. I have prayed hard, your heart to pray in. On your mind, it's so weighted. Listen close to what I'm saying. I am praying hard, I am hard to pray in. If you got trials and tribulations, thinking God is turning back. If you want to change your situation, take a look at where you're at. I am praying hard, I want to pray this. All your mind is thrown away. Listen close to what I'm saying. Are you praying hard? Are you hard praying? Listen close to what I'm saying. Are you praying hard? Are you hard praying?
Praise the Lord.
Praying hard or you hard of praying? That's a good question to ask everybody.
Amen.
We're going to get some of these callers in here. 205, come on in and tell where you're at and who you are.
That's Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord. You just go ahead and obey the Lord.
Thank God, you know, we got an opportunity to bring the wonderful name of Jesus again tonight. I thank God for
Amen.
All our listeners on Facebook and Blog Talk Radio. And just ask me, hey, when you hear it, share it. Tell somebody about it. You know, we're supposed to share this good news. If we know it, we need to tell it. Glory to God.
Amen.
And instead of telling it, we show it to them. Hallelujah. Because I'd rather be shown that somebody's got Jesus, told they got it. Because if they got to tell you there's something wrong, they need to be showing it too. Praise God.
Amen.
We've got this verse, and it's about, I think it's one of the greatest verses in the Bible, at 7:14, 2 Chronicles, 7th chapter, and it says this in 13. It says, if I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. See, well, we got the pestilence, don't we? COVID-19's been raging for what, close 2 years? Still going? We got a pestilence on us. And if you thought that God might be sending this, because look what America, shape America's in, and the world right now. We got people in America that hate us if we don't vote the way they do. We got them to hate us if we're not the same color as they are, if we're not the same denomination they are, if we don't believe just like they do. Glory to God, you know, it ain't no reason to hate somebody. That's reason to talk to somebody. Share your differences and see which one may be right. We don't do that no more. In college, they teach one way. That's their way, and nobody else can do it. I thought what it's going to be like one day when people get so tired of fighting and fussing, maybe in America, that they'll do just what this verse says. They get tired of them. They won't prosecute criminals anymore. They lower their crimes and turn them back on the street where they can do it again to us. And people's going to get tired of that sooner or later. And I'm going to tell you who can help us. We're going to talk about it tonight. This next verse said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then and only then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Folks, I don't know about you, but I'm ready for this land to be healed. I'm ready for the plague to end. I'm ready for people to quit hating each other for any little reason they can find.
Come on.
Where they go in and just tear up stores, and if they don't like it, they ain't have enough stuff, set it on fire and leave. All the junk that's been going on in America, and ain't one person, not one out there, that don't know that's wrong, that don't know that's against God, don't know that he's bringing this about. Because he said in the Bible, talking about the end times, there'll be times such as never have been and never will be again. But have you ever seen it in America where we didn't prosecute criminals and put them in jail? Well, they're just turning them loose. They got cashless bail. They get caught. They just get out with no money. Ain't no pressure on them. They just get out and go do it again because they know they're going to get out again. So you see, we got America turned upside down right now. You hate me because I'm white. This over here hates me because I don't vote like they do. That over here hates me because I don't go to the church they do. This over here hates me because I speak Jesus to them. Friend, that ain't got nothing to do with God. That's got to do with the devil. That's to do with evil. It's broke loose in America, and there's people pushing it. They don't want God. They want him out. Just like in California when they protested. Big signs, keep God out of California. And they cry like babies when it catches fire and start burning. And they cry and wither up. And they don't know what the Bible said, glory to God. Humble yourself. Turn from your wickedness. And pray and cry out to God and seek the face of God. Then he'll come and heal your land. Then he'll forgive your sins. But that's something you got to do first. You got to turn from the wickedness you involved in. You got to put them, keep God out of your sight down. And put your sign up so God, please come back into California. God, please come back in our schools. God, please come back in our politics. God, please come back in this people. They're starving for you. And their souls are dying. Their hearts are drying up. They have no love. They have no natural affection. They've all given up on each other. And it looks like they've given up on themselves because they don't love nothing anymore.
Amen. Come on.
And any time that we get back to this, humble yourselves. People, we got to break down and understand that without God, we're nothing. Look what happened in the country when they took prayer out of the schools. And then they started having all these school shootings. And here these people stood up. Why would God allow that to happen? And I believe it was Franklin Graham said, remember, you put God out of the school. He ain't there no more.
Amen.
But remember, we took him out of politics, remember? They don't want nobody to stand up and say something about God, because that might offend somebody else. Let it offend them. My gosh, America's made on many different religions, and you want to go over here and worship one way. I don't hate you for it. I think you're wrong. I don't hate you for it, though. I pray for you. They can pray for me if they think I'm wrong. We don't have to fight one another, kill one another, hate one another, have blackness in our hearts, sin in our lips, glory to God, evil in our actions. We don't have to have that. We can lay that foolishness down and pick up the banner of Jesus Christ and carry it high through this land. Glory to God. Make America great again means make it come back to God. One nation under God.
Amen.
That's indivisible. You can't divide it, because there's not but one God, really. One God. However you choose to worship Him, that's up to you. But my Bible says you got to worship Him humble. You got to come broken. You got to come before Him with a broken heart, a contrite spirit, knowing you failed Him, knowing you failed yourself, failing your family, failing your friends, failing everybody around you, because you're not the man or woman, boy or girl, that you can be. You see, we've let go of these lofty goals we used to have of being a moral person. Somebody stood on the side of right every time. Now, oh, glory to God, let somebody get shot by a policeman, and we thank Lord to tear the whole world down, and that policeman ought to be put to death too, even though the other had a gun pointed at him. That don't matter. If you get, glory to God, if they come in your house and start to rob you, and you take a gun and shoot them, you're going to prison 9 times out of 10. You shouldn't have had a gun. You should have been in the furthest room. You should have locked the door, waited on the police. But if they come in my house, I ain't waiting on nobody. I'm going to shoot them if I can. Try to save my mama and save myself. And they don't understand that either. All common sense has been thrown away. And I'm going to tell you something. Common sense will tell you, when we went to throwing God out of everything, that's when everything went to pieces around the world. Glory to God.
Amen.
When He was there, everything, it was in order. Everything was right. There was peace. I remember growing up right here, we didn't lock our doors. We could go to Birmingham still. We didn't lock the doors. Wasn't nobody going to bother nothing. Now, if you don't have the doors locked, deadbolts, locks on the windows, and alarm system, you're liable to get robbed when you leave.
Amen.
We had people go out of our deep freeze up here a while back, and us in the house. So you think about that. How bad it's got in America. I'm out here in the country. How bad it's got in the country, even. People scared. They walk around at night, they can't carry the gun with them. They don't know who's out there, what's out there, or what they're up to, and that's a pitiful way to live, folks. And we did it. America did it. It's time to get back down and seek the face of God for our nation, for the world, for the people of the world, for the lost and undone, without Jesus, for these colleges that teach them there is no God, that we all come from evolution. And I'll tell you how foolish that is, that they listen to it. It's called the theory of evolution. It's just some scientist theory, something he thought of, and yet they preach it in the colleges, and you got to write papers on it and believe it's true before you can graduate and all this stuff. That is a lie straight from hell. Smells like smoke too, don't it? Because somebody's theory is just a theory. They could have theorized that somebody come from another planet and just set us down here and we started a society. Been just as plausible as evolution. They said we come from apes, but if apes evolved into man, what are we doing with all these apes still here? That don't wash, does it? And it don't wash a man trying to make it through this life without a Savior, without a God, without a higher power. Somebody, he walks in their statutes, glory to God, because when he walks in his, he turns out evil every time. Something will get in you, glory to God, love of this world. It'll take your heart. It'll take your soul. It'll take you further than you want to go. And it'll keep you there longer than you want to stay. And friends, you can't to be a child of God. People out here today, I praise God, hallelujah, they go to church, but when they come out of church, all they worship is this world. They don't pray no more.
Amen.
They ain't seeking the face of God, not till they go back to church. Then they can get the altar and pray and go, holy, holy, lift your hand. Let me tell you something. Serving God is a whole time, every time, all the time thing that you just naturally do. When you come
Amen.
To him, he lives within you, you walk up right before him. You want to be somebody that he can be proud of, somebody that sets an example for the world, somebody that ain't got to worry about when somebody comes over, he ain't got nothing yet to hide.
Amen, that's it.
Room, only thing you'll find in my room is a pack of nabs and some cookies. And the only thing I'd carry them in there for, if I don't, Mom will eat them up. Me and her snacks, we like hogs grazing all the time on something. You know, we got to have our little cookies and our little snacks and stuff. But if that's a sin, I guess I better repent of that because that's all I got. And you know what? These people here, he said, if I shut up heaven, there should be no rain. We've had a lot of droughts in America. Or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send this pestilence, this COVID-19, this Delta, this new one, all these variants is coming around. If I send that, if you want it gone, what do you tell you to do? Humble yourself and pray. Seek
Amen.
The face of God. Seek the faith of God. How do you seek the faith of God? You get down in prayer so humble that you're seeking God's face through Jesus Christ. You're seeking him to move and speak to this problem. And glory to God, when he speaks his word, it don't go out and just come back void. It goes out and does something. Maybe we need God to speak to us. Speak to the hearts of the lost. Speak to my lost children. Speak to the lost and dying world. Speak to the people. Glory to God, ain't never felt his presence stir inside them. Lord, there need to be new life brought to us. It's a new life. Why you want new life? Because the old one we have just flat tore it up and wasted it. That's why. We need new life. I was one that wasted a life. I done it. I ran wild. This wild as a buck Indian. But praise God, one day I went there, sunk down, and God got a hold of me and changed my life. And I'm telling you tonight, he can change yours. But that humble part, you're going to have to do. Praise God. Here's what it says in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye him while he's near. You know why he said that verse to us? Because the Bible also says, my spirit will not always strive with man. There comes a day when it stops. He'll strive with you. He'll pull at you. He'll tug him heart straight. He'll convict you of what you're doing, what you're saying, or what you're looking at in the world. Praise God. But there comes a day when he quits. And he turns you over to what's called the reprobate mind. And when you get that friend, that's one that can't be changed. One that's like a flint rock. It's so hard you can't do nothing with it. And your heart is hardens up. And praise God. You know he'll quit dealing with you after a while. You need to seek God right now, while he might be found to you, while there's still a chance, while salvation is still an open door for all that want to come through it. By the blood of Jesus Christ shed on Calvary, praise God. That
yes.
we got
Amen.
A if you humble yourself, break your heart before him and know how much you need him and cry out and seek God, I'll guarantee you can find him. Because he said,
Amen.
All that come unto me, I will in no wise cast them out. Friend, I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you've been. I know what you can be. And through God, you can be somebody that you'll stand up and want to tell the world. You'll be so proud
Amen.
Of the difference in yourself that you'll want to tell everybody. I got saved. I got saved. I know Jesus. But the best thing about it, he knows me now.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
He said, let the wicked forsake his ways. Same thing it told us over there. And the
yes.
unrighteous one is false. In other words, quit thinking the things you're thinking and think on eternity. Think on something that's forever, and that's God. And he controls eternity, our eternity. Praise God. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy.
Yes.
Him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Because he said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Because I'll tell you something. If somebody done me as bad as I did God, I'd have a hard time finding that mercy and forgiveness in my heart for it. And as a man, as a human, we have a hard time finding that kind of mercy in us when they do us so wrong to a certain point. It is hard to find that mercy for them, and yet God finds it for us. And he said, either you forgive others their sins against you, or either he can't forgive your sins that you do against him. We have to find that place in us that softens our heart up enough. We can forgive the ones that hurt us the worst. We can forgive the ones that do despite to us, that tell all manners of lies on us, and tales on us, and try to ruin us out in the nation and around people, and just forgive them. Start loving them. And you know what? God made us rich in their heart, changed them. I've had it happen.
Amen.
Here's what it says right here. I'll read this. Comes out of Matthew chapter 21. It's what it says about praying. It's when Jesus and them come through and he saw that fig tree. It says in verse 19, when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently, the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away? And Jesus answered and said unto them, listen to this, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. Hear that. We're going to face mountains in our lives, right? Them insurmountable odds against us. There's just no way we can overcome it. There's no way we can make it. We're sitting there, well, I'm undone. I don't know what to do. Lord, Jesus, help me, Lord. But if you get down praying, say, God, look, I'm up against this, but I'm asking for it to be moved out of my way. And if it can't move, Lord, give me strength to climb over it. You know that's a different way of doing it, because here's what it says. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. You see, that's why
Amen.
We seek the face of God. We seek the face of God because we believe it. When we do, something's going to change. The situation is going to get better. The problem's going to go away. Why? I'm seeking one with the power to change it. I'm seeking
Amen.
One who loves me, that held me in his arms, that said, call me son one time when I was just so down and out, and the word that come in my ears said, you're in my hands now, son. And when he said, son, I shouted, I don't know how long I shouted. Brenda was gone to town, just had left to go to Walmart and buy groceries. That's usually an hour and a half when she was alive to do that. And when she got home, I still shouted because he called me son. And I was shouting and just glorifying God, magnifying his name, praise God. Because why? Because I believed it. I believed it. I knew what he said. I knowed what he meant. And glory to God, I ain't crawled out of his head yet, folks, and he ain't never threw me down. But what about you? Have you ever found your way into them hands? Have you ever trusted him enough to say, Lord, here I am, help me? Because I need some help today. And these people like are right now, I guarantee you, if they really told it, they're miserable. All the things going on, everything around, even if they're one of them running out here stealing everything, they are not happy. They're not pleased with themselves because they know as soon as you steal something, you go sell it, that money's gone. Now you got to go steal something else. The next time you may get shot. The next time you may go to jail. You may go to prison, but they still got to do it. Because that's all they know. All they know is evil. Well, people, I'm telling you, today's time to change your mind. Change your heart. Get right with God. Humble yourself down. Break down before God. Have a pity party with him. And say, Lord, have mercy upon me. That's the pity I need. I need your mercy, your grace to see me through. I need you to change the things that I can't change. I did.
Amen.
I did. I fell down up in these woods behind my mother's. And I went crying out to God, and I said, Lord, I can't change. I've tried. I've tried to quit this, quit that, quit this, quit that, stop this, stop that. God, I can't do it. I want you to change me. Before I left the woods, did. I come out of the woods. I went in an alcoholic, a dope head, everything mean you could be. But I come out, and I was cured of all of it. And I hadn't been that way since. I've been a happy man. I've been a joyful man. I've been a prayerful man. Because why? Because that's what Jesus does. He don't throw you away. Glory to God, there's a song that says he don't throw away that broken clay. He takes it, puts it back on the wheel, and makes it over a vessel that's worthy of him. One that he can pour his grace and mercy and love into, and that vessel can hold it. Praise God, his spirit that can come on the inside and dwell in you and give you peace beyond all understanding.
Yes.
Glory
yes.
to God. He said you'd be filled with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Well, it ain't my glory, it's his. I praise God, but he's willing to do it for you today. And people is letting go of the one chance they've got of saving their eternal life. Letting go of Jesus to get a hold of what this world's offered. Reaching and grabbing this junk. Have you ever noticed what you get out of the world? It ain't long till it fades away, tears up, something's wrong with it, needs something else. Because the world's not eternal, folks. But
amen.
And this is what it says over here. I'm going to read this before I get done. It comes out of the fourth chapter of the book of James. And this is what he called us. Thus is out here grabbing at everything this world's got to offer, but never grabbing after the forgiveness that God's offered. He said, you adulterers. And adulteresses. That's what he said. He thinks you're committing adultery. It's like being married and you're running out with somebody else all the time. And down here we think, well, that just happens. Yeah, this happens because you're serving the devil. That's exactly.
Amen.
You've broken down and given into lust instead of love. If you loved the one you're married to, that would enter your mind. I know, folks. Glory to God. I was married to Brenda for 30 years. I never thought of that. And she never thought of that. Because we was in love with each other. We didn't have that in our mind. And because we worshiped God together, that didn't come in our house. And praise God, that's the way it ought to be in your marriage. If you really love each other, you claim to love them when you said, I do, then show you do. It says, you adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. I'm just reading what it says, friend. You may not like it. That might be tough for you. That might be hard for you to swallow. And I'm going to tell you something. You better get you a drink of water or something to coat your throat because you're going to have to swallow this. This is what it says.
Amen.
We can go out here and be friends with everything in this world. Everything. Oh, they passed the law. It's got to be okay. No. If the Bible says it's wrong, it's wrong. And if the Bible says it's right, then that's what we need to do.
Amen.
It says, do you think that the Scripture saying it's vain, that the Spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? Because the Spirit's in us always envy somebody's got it better though. You look around and here's the dope dealer down the road. Man, they got Corvettes, boats, four-wheelers, fine house. I'm working every day killing myself at the trailer plant, and I ain't got nothing but an old run-down pickup. Used to cross my mind. And now then I know to thank God for that pickup that carries me to work back every day. To thank God for the strength to work a job that feeds my family every day. Because that's called blessings. What he's got is called I've sold my soul to the devil and he's paying me for it. You ever thought of that? People, I don't want that. That's ill-gotten gains. And to get that means you've got nothing to do with God. And he says,
amen.
But he gives more grace. Wherefore he said, God resisted the proud. That gives grace to the humble. See, we got to humble down and understand. Like Brenda passed away, my wife, and ain't no man ever loved his wife no more. I don't think now do I cry every day about her, still. But you know what? I wouldn't bring her back in her as sick as she was and in this sinful world for nothing. She's made it. She made her journey. She crossed it.
Mm-hmm.
She's in the arms of God. I wouldn't bring her back for all the money in this world. Glory to God. Much as I'd like to see her, I'll see her there. I don't want to see her here. I want to see her there. Praise God. It says this, submit yourselves therefore to God. Then it says, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Now, what did it say do first? What did it say do first? Because people love to say, the Bible says, resist the devil, he'll flee from me. Do it. It said, submit yourself to God, then resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Because when you submit yourself to God, and he's completely cleaned you out, you've let go of the things of this world, where he can come on the inside, you've been cleaned up inside and out, he comes on the inside of his spirit, and glory to God, the devil has to run from you. He can't stand next to Jesus. He can't stand in the power of God. He can't stand in the mind of the Almighty. He can't stand with one that's able to heal our whole land if we would just get down and seek the face of God and pray. America is hanging in the balance right now. And we're sitting here like this, real bad. About half of us don't want this mess that's going on. But all our young kids that's been to college and stuff, oh, they think it's the best thing since sliced bread. And they don't know that they're leading themselves down a path of destruction. It's up to us to show them. It's up to us to lead them. It's up to us to pray them out of that. And to do that, we've got to seek God's face. We got to get down and humbly pray and seek God and ask him to deliver our children, our grandchildren, from the hand of the devil, from the snare of Satan. Pull them out of the miry pit and set their feet on a solid rock. Glory to God. A foundation that won't never waver, won't never move, won't break out from under them. And when the floods come and the winds come, their house will be able to stand. People, it's time to get back to where God can use us. And he uses us when we humble down before him.
Amen.
Put all this pride aside. Put all this me aside. And get a hold of this, pointing up and saying, you are the I am, and I need you right now. I need you to move in this. So I'm seeking your face, God, for this. I'm going to fast a while and pray because I want to see you moving this. I want to see America saved from itself. And we're starting to eat ourselves from within. You're tearing down the whole nation because we got these over here doing this, these over here doing that, and they're just fighting each other every day. Glory to God when we can lift up holy hands and praise God together. That's togetherness, folks. That's what we need to do. Glory to God. If you worship a different God, you got your churches. We got ours. Shouldn't be no fighting. Shouldn't be no division. If everybody was serving God like we ought to be, period, there wouldn't be no fighting. There wouldn't be no division. There wouldn't be no destroying cities and burning them down, shooting and looting and killing, stealing. All that stuff would end because God would be in control of our lives. God would be in control of our minds. God would be in control of our heart. Glory to God. Anytime we push back from the trough of Satan, eating with the hogs, and set up to the table of God, and let him come and serve us. And he said, come and dine. Glory to God. The marriage supper's ready. Glory to God. But the people's been invited won't come. Just like in the Bible. He said, go out the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in that this place may be filled with guests. He wants us to be guests at his supper. Glory to God. And he's fixing for everyone that loves him. Tonight I'm going to ask you, do you love you more than God? Do you love the things of this world more than God?
Come on.
Because if you do that, no man can help you till your heart changes. Satan's got you wrapped around his finger. And sitting there laughing at you about how dumb you are, how you fell for his tricks, and how he's got you, and he's going to take you down in that lake of fire with him. And here on the other hand, there's God. And said, I want you wrapped around my finger. I want you wrapped up in my heart. I want to take you with me wherever I go. And I want to go with you wherever you go. I love you. I want to be your heavenly father. I want to be one that will watch over you as a precious child. Take care of you day and night. Hear your cries when you need help. Move on things that you need moved on. Help you when you need help. Be there in a time of trouble. Love you like nobody's ever loved you before and never will again. I want to be that God for you. Will you let me tonight? That's God. Satan just wants you wrapped around his finger. Well, one day he can shame you and laugh at you how stupid you was for falling for his tricks. And I don't care if you're a gang member. I don't care if you're one of them goes out and robs and steals and kills, whatever you do. It's time to stop that and come to something that really helps you. Something that'll last. Something that'll take you through to the end. Something that'll carry you into the eternity that God has provided. He said, for all them that love him. Who do you love tonight? Who do you love tonight? Who is it that you're serving? Glory to God. People don't even understand that, Sister Betty. You either serving God or you're serving Satan. Yes, you are. You're either serving God or you're serving the devil. You're the one that's making a choice of who you serve. You can serve the devil real easy. You can sit back and not do a thing. Well, I speak my own truth, and I live my own truth. Guess what? That's worth about that much. Your truth ain't going to matter. It's the devil's truth that you're following, or either it's going to be God's truth that you live by. One or the other. You can't make it no other way. That's the only two ways it is. Tim sings that song. This life has so many choices we have to make each and every day. But eternity only has two. It's either heaven or it's the lake of fire. It's either God or it's the devil. And your choice can be made tonight. Friend, all you got to do is do just what it said. It ain't hard. Humble yourself in front of God. Break down and let him know you really need him, that you want him in your life. That, hey, look, you just like me, you get there and say, look, I made a mess for him. Look what I've done. Look how my mind thinks. Look how my actions are. Look what's going on in my life. Please help me. Help me. I want to be yours. I want to quit this. I want this gone from me. Just like that, he can change you forever. He can come in and wipe all that away from you. 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, them that's baptized into Christ is a brand new creature. Old things are all passed away, and behold, all things become new. Everything about you will be different. You'll be so new. You'll feel so clean. And so it's just like a refreshing glory to God like you've never had in your life. You'll feel so refreshed when you come to God and finally give in. That last little step it takes is to break down and humble before him. Seek the face of God and ask his mercy. Your friends will not be turned away. He will have mercy on you if you mean it. If you mean it, he'll have mercy on you tonight. And all you got to do is cry out on him right now and say, Lord, you know what? I'm that man. I'm that woman. I'm that boy or girl that wouldn't listen. I'm the one that ran after everything out here that the devil threw in front of me. And I've been having fun. But you know that fun ends after a while, don't it? It gets old. And you get to hunting something different. That's like dope addicts. They start out smoking marijuana, but I'm not getting off anymore. I'm going to try these pills. Well, it's pretty good. I feel good on them. They quit. They wear off. I'm going to smoke a little like crack. You smoke some crack, and man, that meth sounds even better than it. I'm going to try it. And first thing you say, and you shoot that arrow and stuff, and you OD and you're gone. Friend, don't let that happen to you. Because this world is dope. That's what it is. It's Satan's dope. If you get to eating on it and using it real regular, you forget about who put it all here. Satan didn't put nothing in this world here. He just uses the things in it that God provided as blessings to tempt you, try you, and turn you away from God. Today, won't you just look the other way and say, God, you made it all. You made me. You created it all. You created me. And I want to be yours. I'm tired of serving the devil. I want to serve a living God. I want to serve one like a God. I want to serve one that when I pray, things happen. I pray expecting enough. I wind up receiving. Because I am praying none doubting. I'm praying in faith, believing God to do it. And things happen every time. You just remember, if he can change me, he can change you. I wasn't beyond his reach. Yeah. I thought I would. But you're not either. You're not either. And don't you let the devil tell you, you've gone too far. You've done too much. You're too sorry. Look how you've done your parents. Look how you've done your kids. Look how you've done this over here. Look what you did back then. Tell him, shut up, you're a liar, because I'm going to let God wipe all that out. And it won't be mentioned ever again, because I'm going to be a different person. I'm going to be the one God wants me to be. And you can do it right now. Friend, pray with me at home. Father God, as we come before you tonight, we come seeking your face. I seek it for the mercy of my lost children, of the children of this world. God, for the ones that's been out there and they've been just partaking and partaking and partaking of this world, but they've never sought the one thing that'll truly help them, and that's to seek the face of God and ask for His mercy, ask for His grace, ask to feel His love. And it is something that you can feel. You won't have to ask mom and dad. You won't have to ask your professor at college. No one else. You will know it's real because you'll feel it yourself. You'll feel His presence in you when you get up every morning and say, thank you, Lord, for this day. Guide me through it. You'll feel that. And I'm asking you right now, make your decision. It's either going to be the devil or it's going to be God. You got to choose one or the other because you can't straddle the fence anymore. Praise God, the fence is going to fall down. It's got so much weight on it. So tonight, make your mind up and ask God, come into my life. I'm asking Father God, hear their cries. Hear them and let them call us and let us know that they've accepted you as Savior. Let us rejoice with the angels. Glory to God. Because you said the angels in heaven would rejoice over one sinner that come to repentance. Lord, let us rejoice also. Let us know, Lord, where we can shout the glory of God. Because He's an ever-present, every-loving, saving God. And right now He wants to save you from the things in this world and the things you've done in your life and to bring you out of them and to bring you out of around the finger of Satan and into the hand of God. I love you and I praise you, God, tonight. And I ask you to do this and accomplish it in the name of Jesus and for His glory. Amen. Amen. Now, people, that's what this is about. It's about seeing people get saved that's not been saved. It's about seeing people come to know the love of God that's never felt. They walk through this world and they feel so alone, so outcast and all this because they never feel that true love. But when they feel the love of God, one day, it will change you forever because you'll feel that love from then on because you'll crave it. You'll desire it. You'll run to God and just want to feel that every day because that's who He is. He's a loving God, the Savior of your life, waiting right now for your cry. Let this night not pass away from you till you've cried out and sought God. And let us all get a hold of God. Seek His face and pray to Him that He'll heal our land. We desperately need it in America. And we need it all over the world. I ask the people of the world, pray. Get down, call one another. Share this out. Call people. Tell them, let's pray. Let's get down and see things change. Satan, you're not winning this battle. We're going to stand in the gap for everyone that's lost. And we're going to pray that your hand moves in America and around this world to change. Sister Betty, I'm going to turn it back over to you for a little while.
Okay, I'm going to have Tim come around and sing three songs however many he's led to sing. And we don't have nobody else on here right now, so he's going to come and sing a few songs right now.
We are leaving in the final hour. Can't you see the time is almost gone? There's still no golden grain, just laying there on the ground. And there's so much work to be done. What you gonna do? Tell me what you gonna do. How many dying souls depend on you? You gotta tell them the truth, church, that we're living in the final hour. Mercy's door is closing, coming down. We must work right now see the sun is going down. So the day one time remains, and the blood still flows. From the north to the south, and the east to the west, bring them in. Tell me what you're gonna do, turn. Tell me what you're gonna do. How many times have I told on you? You gotta tell them the truth, church, that we're living in the fall hour. Mercy's door is closing, coming down. We gotta tell them about Jesus. We gotta tell them about the Lord. He's the only way. He's the only door. You gotta tell them the truth, church. That we're living in the final hour. Mercy's door is open, coming out. Mercy's door is open, coming out. Mercy's door.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord.
The world is bathed in darkness, doing Satan's will. He's given out his orders, still destroy and kill. On any given street, you'll find him working day and night. He knows the saints are numbers, so he comes to them alive. And does anybody here feel like praying? Does anyone see the need to fall upon your knees? And will we just one more time call on Jesus' name? Does this world's condition make anyone want to pray? The fervent prayer you might pray tonight as you kneel beside your bed could be the very one that calls a sinner from death. The street is growing crowded, but the narrow road's the same. There's only one direction, and Jesus is his name. And does anybody here feel like praying? Does anyone see the need to fall upon your knees? And could we just one more time call on to the same? Does this world's condition make anyone want to pray? Oh yes, could we just one more time call on to the same? Does this world's condition make anyone want to pray? If my message is not clear, if you don't understand my reason here, looking for answers for your needs,
Happier, she said I wasn't sad no more. She said, y'all go to church? And we told her, yeah, that we were Christians and that it was Jesus shining in us. And we got to witness to her there. But just pray for that girl. I don't know what her name is, but Tim said her name's Emily, but just remember her in your prayers and just pray that she'll get to know the Lord. We're going to get this caller on here, 706. Come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
Yes, Sister Betty, this is Brother Willie from Varnell, from Varnell Full Gospel Church.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, you just go ahead and obey the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. It's good to be back. Let's come back on the radio again. Praise the Lord. And what do you say? It's a miracle we're here because we was looking for snow and everything. But God knows what we need. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we
Amen.
Just thank God, praise God for, thank God for the blessings of God. Thank God for everything the Lord has done. And, you know, the description that we're coming out today, you know, that's what this country needs, you know. And to come together, you know, come together in one mind and one accord. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's like when the disciples, amen, praise the Lord, in the book of Acts, they come together in one mind and one place. Amen. Praise the Lord. And they begin to pray to receive the Holy Ghost, you know. And I believe, praise the Lord, sometimes God looks for a nation. Amen. Praise the Lord. To nation to repent, you know. if people can repent and God will bless the people individually, but in this situation, or actually in this problem that the world is in, you know, God is looking for the nations to repent and call upon the name of the Lord, you know, humble themselves. I mean,
amen.
Praise the Lord. And that's what God is looking for. But, you know, it was like they said, that if people come more united, they come more divided. Amen. But we just thank God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And God knows, amen. Praise the Lord, that the people need to call upon the name of the Lord. Call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we're going to read the scriptures in Second Chronicles chapter 7, beginning verse 12. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for in a house a sacrifice. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Amen. You know,
yes.
It comes to my mind as I read, praise the Lord, the scripture, you know, where the people at Nineveh, praise the Lord, was in bad shape, was, you know, there was God fixing to destroy them. But, you know, God told Jonah to go and preach to them one more time, give them one more opportunity. And God, and then praise the Lord, and Jonah, he didn't want to go. But anyway, finally, when he went, and then praise the Lord, and he preached the nations that repentance, and Nineveh, praise the Lord, in the book of Jonah, the people of Nineveh repent, and then praise the Lord, and come. And, you know, therefore, everybody went to start fasting. Everybody, even the animals, let me praise the Lord. They didn't feed the animals, let me praise the Lord, for a week. And the people, the old and young babies, everybody began to call upon the name of the Lord. And God repented, let me praise the Lord, and healed in anybody's time, let me praise the Lord. And God is the same God today, let me praise the Lord, that he will repent. He will come, you know, let me tell you something. If the people only know, let me praise the Lord, how bad and what and the kind of condition that we are living in. Amen. Praise the Lord. This world, amen. Praise the Lord, it's almost at the end. We are almost at the end. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because sin, because for political people that's corrupt. Amen. Praise the Lord. Corrupt the nation. Amen. Praise the Lord. With our lives. Amen. Praise the Lord. They pass every ungodly law. Amen. Praise the Lord. Everything that's okay. You know, there a lot of people got lots of to sin. Amen. Praise the Lord. A lot of people got lots of to sin. To do this, to do that. And pass the law, amen, praise the Lord. And a lot of people said, well, the governor said this, the president said this, amen, praise the Lord. And God is not laws, amen, praise the Lord. But before God, it's still sin, amen, praise the Lord. And we got, amen, people got to repent. People got to realize that God is God. If it is bad for God, if it is sin in God's eyes, it's sin for everybody. I mean, it doesn't matter what the governor, it doesn't matter what the president signs, what kind of bills the son, and this, okay. If it is against God, it is sin. It doesn't matter who is doing it or who passed the law. I mean, praise the Lord. But God wants his people to just to repent. Call up in the name of the Lord. You know, people, if people pray, if people call in the name of the Lord and everything, but they are not repenting. Oh, they said, Lord, go hear my prayers. Lord, God is going to hear my prayer. But God is not going to hear the sinner's prayer. They're going to have to come and man, praise the Lord, repent. They got to humble themselves.
Amen.
They got to come and man, praise the Lord. They got to man, praise the Lord to realize that God is God and praise the Lord, and he's only one. That's only hope this world has. You know, we don't have no hope, and praise the Lord, other than God. And that's only hope, because, you know, that's all we need. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's why, praise the Lord, we got it. You know, all this sickness has been over 2 years now. Amen, praise the Lord. But you know what? It's because of the heart of the people's heart. Amen, praise the Lord. The sickness keeping going. Amen, praise the Lord. Oh, a lot of people say, well, I'm going to get the COVID vaccine. Amen. I'm going to run and get the COVID vaccine, and I'm going to be okay. Let me tell you something. I know a lot of people right now, amen, praise the Lord. Some of my family, they had the COVID vaccine, and they're sick. They're sick right now. Amen, praise the Lord. I've been praying for them. And then, praise the Lord, let me tell you something. Only thing that's going to protect us is going to be the blood, is going to be the blood of Jesus. We got to have the blood of Jesus applied, man, praise the Lord, because it's the only thing they're going to cover us. It's the only thing they're going to protect us. It's the only thing, and then, praise the Lord, going to deliver us. It's the only thing, and then, praise the Lord, they're going to help us go through this situation, and then, praise the Lord. I'm not saying, man, praise the Lord, that Christian ain't going to get sick. That's not what I'm saying. And if we see God will heal us, and then, praise the Lord, God will deliver us, amen. You know, David said in the book of Psalms, he says, many the afflictions of the righteousness, but God will deliver them of all. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to go through sickness. But I said to these right here, a lot of people had the confidence in the vaccine. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm not saying that's no good. Are you saying, amen, praise the Lord, instead of give the vaccine, they need to give the blood of Jesus to apply upon their lives. Amen. And repent. Repent. Call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because that's the only hope that we have. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's what God was telling him. And verse, you know, he told Solomon, you know, God told Solomon right here in verse, and the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard thy prayers. See, Solomon was praying. He was praying. He was seeking God and the praise the Lord. And he was at nighttime, he would call upon the name of the Lord and the praise the Lord. And he told him, he said, I heard your prayer, Solomon. I will hear the land. I will heal the land and the praise the Lord. But, you know, if my people, which they call by my name, just humble themselves, amen, praise the Lord. A lot of people say, well, this and that, praise the Lord, but they do not want to humble themselves. You know, we see this nation, we see this world right now like it was in the days of Moses, when he trying to give the people from Asia, amen, praise the Lord, when the king was, amen, praise the Lord, he will know, Bash, amen, praise the Lord, he will know, amen, praise the Lord, they got people going, amen, praise the Lord. And God will send the seeds and the seeds and the seeds and the seeds and pledges and pledges. And the king will know, he will know, and send God's people for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. But let me tell you something. And that's what we see today. Amen. Praise the Lord. The God is sending the seeds and he has sent the pledges. But God, the people, or they call God the people, they don't want to repent. Amen. Praise the Lord. They don't want to, amen. Praise the Lord. Call upon the name of the Lord. And because God has got his ear listened, ready to hear the God's people's prayers, amen. He's looking up to us. He's looking to see what we're doing. He's looking, amen, everything that we do, that God is not, that there's no way or not doing it in darkness, because God knows every step that we make, everything that we do, amen, praise the Lord. And he wants his people, amen, praise the Lord, to call upon the name of the Lord. He wants his people to repent, amen, praise the Lord. You know, and that's what's wrong with a lot of churches today, a lot of people today, the repentance message is no more, amen, praise the Lord. Everything by money, everything by money, amen, praise the Lord. But you know, the preach of repentance, John the Baptist come to preach repentance. Jesus Christ come and preach repentance. The disciples come and preach repentance. And that's what we got to preach today, to have people to repent. Repent from those things. Repent from their evil ways. Amen. Praise the Lord. A lot of people, you know, a lot of pastors go and they just pop the shoulders on everybody, say, oh, you're fine, you're good, you pay me good times, you bring good times, a lot of money, and you're fine. Let me tell you something, it doesn't matter how much money you bring to the church, if you're still in your sins, you're still lost, amen, praise the Lord. Come and pay you in your bank because you bring better money. You better go somewhere else where they preach you the word of God. Where they preach you, you got to repent, amen, praise the Lord. You got to come out from there, amen, praise the Lord. We got to separate ourselves, amen, praise the Lord. And that's, you know, we're going to go right here in John chapter 14, amen, praise the Lord. Son, John chapter 14, and this is what John is talking about right here. This is what Jesus said. And I'm gonna read. John. Amen. Praise the Lord. John chapter 14. I'm gonna start in 11. Okay. Believe me that I am the Father in me, or else believe me for the very word's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believe on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, the will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, and that's, you know, what is this impossible for God to do? It's nothing that's impossible. It's nothing that's impossible. You know, a lot of people say, if God is able to get rid of this disease, if God is able to get rid of all the pleasures that we have, why does God is not get rid of it? Because he's waiting for his people to repent. He's waiting
amen.
For somebody to call up on his name. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know a lot of people is done. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he's waiting. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you know, I know a lot of people say, well, this disease was made by man. But let me tell you something. God has got hand in it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because he wants for his people to repent. He wants his people. God wants for us. He draw the eyes to go suffer for little sickness in our body and go to heaven, then be in good health and go to hell. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is going to speak to people. God is love. But you know, the Bible says, amen, praise the Lord, in the book of Hebrews, amen, praise the Lord, I believe it's chapter 10, he said, who he loves, he just does. You know, God loves us. God loves his people. He loves the sinner. He loves the sinner. I don't care what kind of sin they're in. It doesn't matter what they're doing, what kind of sin they're living in. But God is still loving. I know they hate sin, but God loves the sinner. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's what Jesus Christ came into this world. And he died for the sinner. He died for the sinner. And therefore, he hates sin.
Oh.
He hates what people is doing. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, it's what we're talking here for about. Amen. Praise the Lord. What Jesus done, when he went to the cross. Amen. Praise the Lord. And all the sin of this world was upon his shoulders. And that's why the Father turned his back on Jesus when Jesus was in the cross. Amen. Praise the Lord. God, the Father turned his back on him because the sin of this world was upon Jesus. And God, the Father, could not see sin. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so therefore, I don't care who it is. I don't care what they say. Sin will not go into heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. So therefore, if anybody's sinning and they think they're going to go to heaven, you better regroup again. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because sin will not enter into the kingdom of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. They will not. I don't care what kind of sin it is. I don't care what it is. A lot of people say, well, that group ain't going to go. This group ain't going to go. Well, I got news for you. Anybody, I don't care what kind of group they belong to, if they sin and don't love, they ain't going to go. Amen. Praise the Lord. So therefore, we got to come out. We got to, amen. Praise the Lord. We got to apply the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the wash of sins away. Amen. Praise the Lord. They will sanctify, they will purify. Amen. Praise the Lord. Send us free for all the unrighteousness. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's what Jesus said in chapter 14 in John. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, whatever we ask unto him, whatever, anything we ask to Jesus, anything that we ask to the Father in the name of Jesus, he will do that. You know, this is good to know. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I like to know, amen. Praise the Lord. When I'm going to pray for something or for somebody, that God is going to hear my prayer, that God is going to do something about it. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord, because I know that God hears my prayers. You know, I like to do like Jesus done. And praise the Lord, when he was praying for Lazarus, you know, before Jesus prayed for Lazarus, he said, Lord, he said, thank you, Father, because you hear me. You always hear my prayers. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need to know that when we're going to pray, that God is going to hear our prayers. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
We got to know. We got to say, Lord, if there's anything that is going to handle my prayers today, if there's anything that's between me and you, God, if there's anything they're going to handle my prayers, Lord, remove it in the name of Jesus. Lord, I want, amen, praise the Lord,
yeah.
I want, amen, praise the Lord, for God to hear our prayers. You know, it's like this lady, the sister Betty's talking about, amen, praise the Lord. And now people know when you've been praying. People know when you've been with God. People know there's something different about you, amen, praise the Lord. You don't have to say something about it, amen, praise the Lord. But sometimes you can smile to somebody, and somebody can receive the blessing, amen, praise the Lord. Somebody can receive the blessings of God. And that's what God wants for us to do, amen, praise the Lord. And walk in the salvation of the Lord, walk on the holiness of God, amen, praise the Lord, and walk, amen, praise the Lord, what man can see, amen, praise the Lord, what God has done for us, amen, praise the Lord, because he is one for us to repent. He loves us so much, you know. In one occasion, I believe this, in the book of John, that Jesus told his disciples, he said, you've been so long with me, and you now, you have not asked nothing, you have not asked me, and I would do it for you. you know, I that's bad. There's a lot of people has been serving God for years and suffering with this and suffering with that and have a problem. They never ask Jesus for something. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, a lot of people don't believe that Jesus is able to do something. A lot of people say, well, I don't want to bother him. Let me tell you something. We never bother him when we pray. We never bother him when we ask for something. Because he wants for us to talk to him. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, there's a lot of times, so, you know, if you got kids, you got grandkids, whatever, amen, praise the Lord, that you love them, and sometimes you don't care if they come and ask you for money, as long as they come and see you. You know, that you don't care if they come and ask you for something, as long as they come and see you. You're willing to give them something just to come and see you, just to talk to you a little bit, amen, praise the Lord. You don't care if they ask for money. You don't care what they ask for, as long as they come talk to you. And the same thing with God, amen, praise the Lord. We see that the matter where we come, as long as we come to him, amen, praise the Lord, because he loves us. He wants to have a fellowship with us. He wants to talk to us, amen, praise the Lord. And he wants, amen, praise the Lord, you know. I used to, this lady used to come to church up here, amen, praise the Lord, and she said, you know what, sometimes my grandkids come to my house, and sometimes they don't even say, hey, granny, or nothing. They pray to the refrigerator, amen, praise the Lord. And, you know, this is the thing, and sometimes God would allow us to do that, just to see us, just to talk to us, amen, praise the Lord. You know, just to say, I love you, son, I love you, daughter, amen, praise the Lord, because he loves us, amen, praise the Lord. He loves us so much, amen, praise the Lord. This is the love of God. The love of God is unspeakable. I don't care how we can preach, we can talk, we can praise the Lord, but I don't think that we ever really can impose the love of God, or we can tell the love of God, amen, praise the Lord, because there's so much, amen, praise the Lord. There's so, that's unspeakable, amen, praise the Lord. That's unspeakable. We cannot speak enough the greater love of Jesus Christ, amen, praise the Lord, that he has for his people, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what he said. You know, I believe sometimes I think about this scripture right here a lot of times. I think about it, and I read it a lot of times, and I believe I can see God. I visualize sometimes, and I can see God just look down and look at us with his sickness, with things, and say, why my people not call upon me? Why my people not ask me for something? Why my people not ask me for deliverance? Amen, praise the Lord. We see, I mean, you turn the TV, you turn on the news, and everyone, they say, well, so many people infected, so many people in the hospital, so many people. And God cares for each and every one. And God cares for, you know what, people don't want to have a confidence in God. People don't want to look after God. They don't want to have a confidence in God, amen. They don't love God, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what Jesus said right here in John chapter 14. 14, 15, if you love me, keep my commandments, amen, praise the Lord.
Yes, amen.
If you love me, keep my commandments, amen, praise the Lord. And so therefore, and that's what he wants for us to do. Because our people say, well, I love God. Oh, I love God. But they keep on sin. You cannot keep in sin and loving God. Because Jesus said, you cannot serve two masters at the same time. You cannot serve God and Mammon at the same time. You cannot do that. Either you're gonna love one and hate the other one, or hate the one and love the other one. Amen, praise the Lord. People cannot do that. Amen, praise the Lord. A lot of people don't understand. Well, I go to church and shout, speak in tongues on Saturday and Sunday, and live like the devil through the week. There's no way. That will not happen. Amen, praise the Lord. You my child. Yeah, you my child. But even the devil's child. Even the devil speaking tongues. Amen, praise the Lord. So we got to understand that. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, like we was talking about last Thursday, about prophecy, about prophesy. A lot of people go to church and prophesy, and they thank the God, amen, because they went and prophesy to somebody something and deceive somebody. Amen, praise the Lord. But let me tell you something. We don't have to be fake. We can be real because God is real. Amen, praise the Lord. He wants for his people. Amen, praise the Lord. Just come unto him and praise the Lord. And come unto him, surrender to him, and praise God and glorify God. Amen, praise the Lord. And I'm going to go to, I got one more scripture right here in Matthew 7, and chapter 7 and verse 7, amen, praise the Lord. And this is scripture that Jesus is talking about, amen, praise the Lord. He said, ask, and it shall be given unto you.
Yes.
And seek, and you shall ask, and you shall give unto you. And you shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks, receive it. And he that seeks, find it. And to him that knock, it shall be opened. Amen. And so you know, that right there is everything. Amen. Praise the Lord. What we got to do is act. What we got to do faith. You know, like talking on the book of James. James says, show me your faith with that works, and I show you my faith with works. So you know why the people that got faith, we got to put work. We got to put work with our faith. You know, faith got legs. We got to walk the legs. In the praise of the Lord. And we said that God can do this, God can do this. We're going to have to put the legs on the faith. Amen, praise the Lord. And because, amen, praise the Lord, if you got legs and you got faith, you ain't going nowhere. And you can, if you got faith and you ain't got no legs, you ain't going to go nowhere. So there's the same thing, amen, praise the Lord. And we got to put legs on the faith, and that we can go a long ways, amen, praise the Lord. We can go a long way with God, amen, praise the Lord. But we got to believe, we got to know that God is real, amen, praise the Lord, and he waited for us and to call upon him. He wanted for us to say, Lord, help me. Lord, deliver me. Amen, praise the Lord. How many times we see through the Bible, amen, praise the Lord, when somebody, amen, praise the Lord, will call upon the name of the Lord and God answer their prayers. Amen, praise the Lord. You remember, it comes to my mind, the lady with the issue of blood, amen, praise the Lord. She didn't have to say nothing to him. Only thing that she has done is touched the hem of his garment. Amen, praise the Lord. When she touched the hem of his garment, amen, praise the Lord, you know, she was healed. She was made whole, amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. But she couldn't walk, but she had a faith, and she had a legs of her faith, amen. And that's what God wants for us to do, amen, praise the Lord. Just begin to walk with the little faith that we have. We don't have to have that much faith. The Bible says if we only have a faith as the mustard seed, we shall speak to the mountain, and the mountain shall be removed. Amen, praise the Lord. He just wants for us to have a little faith. Yes, little faith to overcome things. Just little of faith, amen, praise the Lord, to destroy the works of the devil. Just a little faith, amen, praise the Lord. Believe that God is, amen, praise the Lord. And God will do things. And we got to believe on the word of God, amen, praise the Lord. Everything that Jesus said he would do, amen, praise the Lord, he would do. There's nothing impossible. Nothing is impossible for them to believe. Amen, praise the Lord. All things are possible for them to believe. And that's what God wants for us to do, believe on the name. On the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, praise the Lord. You know, a lot of people can pray. A lot of people's praying. A lot of people's praying to idols. A lot of people praying to Buddha, to any other gods, amen, praise the Lord. But you know what? The Bible says when you pray, pray in the name of Jesus, because the name of Jesus has got power. And the name of Jesus, you know, you can pray to other names. You can pray to God, amen, praise the Lord. But there's a lot of gods out there, amen, praise the Lord. But there's only one Jesus, amen. There's only one Jesus, amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, when you pray in the name of Jesus, the Bible says even the devil trembles when he hears the name of Jesus, amen, praise the Lord, because he's been defeated. Satan has been defeated so many times. He's been stepped on it. He's been walked on it. Amen, praise the Lord. When he heard the name of Jesus, and he can stand it, he take off. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's what the book of James says. Amen, praise the Lord. And hallelujah. Amen, praise the Lord. To submit ye there to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Amen, praise the Lord. Why? Because when you got Jesus, and you use the name of Jesus, amen, praise the Lord, the devil has to go, you know. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, a couple of 6-7 years ago, a lot of people said, well, the governors let people pray on the school. Yeah, you know, they was praying, but they say, you can pray as long as you don't mention the name of Jesus. You can pray. You know, we have a granddaughter go to school then. Amen, praise the Lord. They even told her that she cannot take the Bible to school. Amen, praise the Lord. And so we put her Bible back in the book bag, and I told my wife, if there's anything about it, we go talk to the principal, see what's going on there. But, you know, thank God we didn't have to go. They said nothing else about it. So let me tell you something, you know, because they skewed the name of Jesus. Because the name of Jesus can destroy. The name of Jesus has got power, amen. And we got to, amen, praise the Lord. That's what we got to do, amen, praise the Lord. If you want anything done when you pray, we got to say in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. You know, in the name of Jesus, everything will be done, hallelujah. And that's what God wants for us to do, amen, praise the Lord, because we can't do nothing if there's no in the name of Jesus. Amen, praise the Lord. So Jesus got power. He's got power, amen, praise the Lord. His name has got power, amen, praise the Lord. There's no other name that's given to man unto this Lord. The man might be saved for the name of Jesus, amen, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And every knee, praise the Lord, shall bow, and every tongue will confess, and praise the Lord,
amen,
before Jesus Christ on the day, amen, praise the Lord. And that's going to be after them, but people say, well, Lord, I love you then, Lord. I done something for you, but he said, you didn't love me. You didn't call up for my name. You didn't know humble yourself. You didn't know repent. Amen, praise the Lord. I believe it's time for people to repent. It's time to say, God, forgive me. God, I'm trying to do this on my own. I tried, but I do not do that. So therefore, amen, praise the Lord. I believe we got it. People call up on the name of the Lord. Say, Lord, I need you. I need your help. I try everything. I myself done that. I try everything, but I couldn't do nothing. But man, when I receive the name of Jesus, hey, praise God, hallelujah. Jesus Christ cleaned me up, amen, praise the Lord. He cleaned me up, praise the Lord. And I'm still here praising God and glorify God, amen, praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord for all the blessing, God, for everything the Lord has done, amen. And thank you for the opportunity. I turn over to you, Sister Betty. Amen, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. That was a good word, brother. Thanks for coming on and helping us. We're going to have Tim come around and sing a few more songs, and then Brother Miles, you be ready to go again.
I'm sitting on ready.
Sitting on full, huh?
Amen. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
I'm not a changed man, but I love Jesus. I'm not a saved faith, I'm trusting in His word. I'm not a changed man, but stay better. Because I'm saved, I'm not saved. Sometimes we Christians, we wait up on the shelf. We're ashamed, lift our hands and pray, wait on someone else. Jesus died on Calvary, God's plan He didn't fulfill. And that's why God said today, come to do His will. I'm not ashamed, stand up. But I'm a Jesus, I'm not a same thing, I'm trusting in His word. I'm not a saint, lift up high, the world's saying better. Because I'm saved, I'm not a saint. In this life we have lived in, yet we fell to praise your name. He said a word of faith of him, to us he'd be the same. When he gave his life at Calvary, he did it for all men. So that I could stand and proudly say, I've been born again, I'm not ashamed to stand and say, I'm a Jesus, I'm not ashamed to say, I'm trusting in His word. I'm not ashamed, lift up high, but sing better, because I'm saved, I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed, lift up high, but sing better, I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed, say, I'm trusting in His word. I'm not ashamed, lift up high, the sacred hymn. In the valley of decision, shall they bring what will you do? There's no passing in your faith. Eternity has been. In love and all its pleasure will soon be passed away. The one only invitation could be going out today. You're standing at the throne and Savior's calling you. There's a path many told me eternity has been. The straight and narrow way leads to life. To gain the world and lose your very soul. Tomorrow is uncertain. Our days on earth are few. This life has been chosen.
Everybody chooses eternity. Brother Miles, you go ahead and just save a little time for us to pray over these needs. There's several needs here. So go ahead and obey the Lord.
Well, I was thinking about this. You know, the reason we don't all get together and do the things we're supposed to do in this world and people can't come together, they're lacking one of the ingredients that you have to do it, and that's called love. And I want to read some out of the fourth chapter of 1 John, starting at verse 7. It said, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." And that's what, you know, that's the reason they can find so much difference between ourselves, because we can't figure out how to love each other anymore. I thought about, I love even the atheists, you know, that they don't believe in no God, no kind, no how, no way. At least that's what they say. But I know of one nurse in the hospital telling me about, she worked with this young girl, and she was an atheist, claimed to be. Then they're working one day, and they brought that girl's mama in, though. And the first thing come out of her mouth, "Oh, Lord God, help her. Lord God, help her." So they claim not to believe, but wait till they get in trouble. And see, we need to love them, because they're denying something that they know is real. And we need to love them, too. And we got to love each other. He said, "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God's love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him." And see, that's what I was telling them. You don't know what love is till you feel the love of God. We don't know how to share love. We don't know how to love people that are different from us or maybe against us or does stuff to us. We got to have that love of God in us. If you want to get a prayer through, folks, you got to have love in your heart first. because God's got to be inside you. That's how you know that you know God, is feeling that love for everybody out here.
Amen.
And the glory to God. And verse 12 said, no man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. In other words, he puts his love in us, but when we understand his love and feel it in a way that we can love everybody we see, no matter who they are, what they look like, or what they're doing, or anything else, we can still feel love toward them. Because if they're sinning, whatever, then we pray for them. If they're doing something against us, we pray for them. We love them enough to lift them up to the Father, that they too might feel that love and know that they're brought into the part of God, the world of God. Because God, our God, is love. He's not a God of war. He's not a God that wants us to kill each other if they don't believe like us. He wants us to love them, to pray for them, to witness to them, to testify, to bring the word, to tell the truth, to be the truth. And glory to God, that's what God wants from us, is to show his love that it might be perfected in us. Glory to God. It's a hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us because he's given us of his spirit. Well, it's a spirit of love. It's God is love, isn't it? It's a spirit of love. What's the strongest thing in the world? Does anybody know that? It's love. You can't break it. You can't warp it. You can't change it. If somebody loves somebody, ain't nothing you can do about it. They're going to love them from now on. It's like Brenda's gone, been gone. But I love her still just like I did. And ain't nothing going to change that. I'll love her till I see her again. I'll love her forever. And I love God that way. And I'm not going to change. I feel his love in me that reaches out to other people. That's why I preach the way I do. It may not be popular. They might not many people like it. But one thing about it, I'll tell you the truth. And all it's for is I want to see you feel the love I felt. When I come to know the Lord, invited him into my life, I want you to feel that kind of love one time. It will change you forever. It'll lift you up when you're down. You'll know that his love will never leave you. It'll always be with you. It gives you strength when you're down. It lifts you up when the world's pushing you under. Glory to God, it'll carry you through every battle. And you can come in through it victorious. Glory to God. And it said, verse 17 says, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. He didn't come down here to condemn nobody. He didn't come down here throwing away. They brought a woman to him, caught in the very act of adultery, fixing to stone her to death, and he's sitting there writing in the sand with his finger. And he looks up and says, he who without sin, you go ahead and cast first stone. Well, they said, be honest with themselves, they all dropped the rocks and went, oh, probably had to go repent. But that he loved her, even though she was a sinner, even though she was caught sinning, he still loved her enough to forgive her and said, go and sin no more. Yeah. In other words, if you'll just change, if you'll just turn to me, if you'll just feel my love that I have for you, go and sin no more, and I have mercy on you. And he's telling everybody out there that same thing tonight. If you'll just feel that love of God one time, I guarantee you won't want to turn back. You'll never want to leave it. You'll always want to feel it. It's the greatest feeling in the whole world. They don't make dope that good. They don't make whiskey and stuff that good. But praise God, there ain't but one thing that feels that way, and that's the true love of God in your life. It says that there's no fear in love. You're not afraid in love. Perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth not made perfect in love. When we really love, we're not scared to tell them, hey, Jesus loves you. I love you. I want to see you straighten your life out. And we can tell people that, and they get mad at us. I've been cussed more times than a few for telling them about Jesus. I've had them turn around and cuss me up and down, tell me what they thought of me. I was a holier-than-thou man. I said, no, I'm not holier-than-thou. Jesus is holier-than-thou. He's holier than me. And that's what I'm telling you about. I ain't telling you about me. And they'll get so mad, they'll stomp off and leave you. But I'm going to tell them anyway, folks. I love them enough to tell them. Do you love people enough to tell them about Jesus? Because if you don't, you don't really love them. And I want to read this last thing here, verse 20. If any man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? You see what Jesus said? If you claim to love God, you got to love everybody you see down here. You have to, because you have never seen him, but you claim to love him. And you can see these down here. It ought to be so much easier to love the people you see than to love the God you've never seen. But you felt him. He'll come in your heart. He'll come into your life in such a way you'll know how real he is, but you've never seen him. But you can see everybody out here walking around, going to their jobs, taking kids to school. The kids play on the playground. And you ought to be able to love every one of them. Because if you truly know God, you're going to love them. And then we can get down, humble ourselves in the love of God for us and for others, and pray that this world be changed. Pray that we all come back together in the unity of the Spirit and love of God and see things change in America once and for all. Change around this world. That nation won't hate against nation. That people won't rise up against people. Colors won't fight each other. Denominations won't fight. Religions won't fight. That people can actually feel the love of God in their heart.
Yes.
And he said, in this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God, love his brother also. I've got to love people. I can't find nobody I don't love. Because if I do, I've got to repent. I've missed the mark. I've come away from the prize of the high calling of God, and I've got to get back home. And I got to get there quick, because I'm going to tell you something. I don't know when I'm going to die, but I don't want to die hating nobody. I don't want to die not loving somebody, because they're not like me. They don't look like me. They don't go to church where I go. All that kind of stuff like we have today. Praise God. I don't want to feel I'm better than them. I want to love them. It's just right what they're doing. And people, if you can't do that, you're not doing what God. And he said, this commandment have we from him. That's a commandment. That he who loveth God loveth his brother also. This is a commandment of God, just like the Ten Commandments. Something you must do to serve God, to come to God, to come to know God, is to be able to love the people around you, to love the ones you see every day. And glory to God, you will do it if the love of God dwell in you. It's
Amen.
Not in shortage. It's in short supply of the people that don't know God. The people that's never took the time to cry out to Jesus and feel his marvelous love he has for us. Because he says in the Bible, for God so loved the world, he don't love the dirt, he loves us. That's what he's talking about. He loved us enough that he sent his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's just a gift from God, and to feel that kind of love, you can only get it from God. And I'm just asking now, open your hearts. Open your hearts up to the ones that do you wrong and pray for them. Don't curse them. Don't get mad at them. Don't pout at them. Pray for them. Ask God to forgive them, change them, where y'all can be friends. Because that's what true love is really about, Matt. We can
Amen.
See America change. We're going to get back to that. We need to get a hold of the love of God in our hearts that we can love each other like we're supposed to. And I'll turn it back to
Amen.
You, Sister Betty.
Okay, I appreciate that. Do you have any prayer requests?
Yeah, I remember my daughter Pam, her husband Terry, he's got pneumonia. They both got COVID. And David and Amber up there in Virginia, they was without power and water last night, been out for 2 or 3 days at their house. They're having to go out and hunt someplace else to take a bath and all that stuff where they had a big snow and crippled that area and a lot of trees down everywhere. Pray for them, lift them up. They both just got over COVID. And remember, Mama, she's doing good right now, but I just pray God keeps giving her strength to go on. Remember
yeah.
my lost children? My lost children, remember all these that's in the hospitals and sick at home with COVID right now. And pray that
yeah.
God hears our prayers and heals our land. Our land needs a healing. Let's pray for that healing tonight.
Amen. Okay, is that all?
Yeah, that's all.
Okay. Brother Willie, you have any prayer requests?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I just continue praying for all the people. You know, this. I know there's a lot of people that got COVID. I know people that got COVID. And a lot of it. I know Brother Will, Brother Bill, and his family. You know, they got COVID, and pray for them, and just pray for Lily too. She's not been feeling good all week either. She's getting better, and then she gets feel bad again, and. Well, just continue pray for her and continue pray for Teresa too. And I think she's been sick for a while, you know. And she'll get better 1 week or two, and then she's sick again. So just pray for all them, and then praise the Lord. Like I said, there's a lot in my family. The sick, my baby brother, his wife in Florida. You know, they've been sick with COVID, and family in Mexico. They're sick with that, and. You know, there's a lot of people. You know, I see people, and you know that I know they send texts. They say, "You spray." I got COVID and sick, or somebody else has got it. You know, God knows everybody. Man, praise the Lord. Continue pray for our church too. You know, that God will help us to grow. And praise the Lord, and God will send people in, and the lost and saved, the backsliders come back unto God. And praise the Lord, and. So, you know, God is looking, God is working, you know, your spirit got to get in it, you know, so he can work with it, you know. We just continue to pray for everybody, and I pray for all my family in general, you know, that need salvation, that need deliverance, you know. I mean, I talk to my family in Mexico, and they got two diseases over there, you know. They run from the him from COVID because they don't want to be around, but then the cartels, amen, praise the Lord, you know, they get so many kids so right there in my hometown, and about 10, 15, 20, 30 a day, so just pray for them, you know. I mean, it's bad, you know, it's bad there, you know, so just continue to pray for them, that God will put his own brand them, protect them, and, you know, and save the cartels, you know. God will save, you know, we'll pray for our enemies. If we pray for our enemies, God will save them, we can have peace. Amen. Praise the Lord. So just pray for them, amen, and just pray for the churches, all the churches around. You know, this struggle with the sickness too. You know. Yes.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
I want everybody to remember our pastor tonight. He had a funeral this evening, and then it's supposed to be. Icing over and everything tonight, so I just told him to stay in and stay safe. So he said to remember him in your prayers, and remember Brother Ron down at the other church in Cleveland. Remember his congregation and all them down there, and remember Roger Mackey. He's wanting everybody to pray for his leg. He's had several surgeries on his leg, and he's got cancer, and the blood flow's not going in his leg like it needs to go. So just remember him, and remember Cookie Wood. She said to pray for all of her family that needs healing. Some of them needs miracles right now, so just pray for them. Pray for Billy and Bonnie and Misha and Missy and Billy, they've got the COVID. Stephanie says to remember someone that they love so much. And let's remember Willa Dean, that God will continue to strengthen her and continue to heal her. And we just ask everybody to pray for Lily. She's been a blessing to us over the years, and just pray that God will touch her and heal her, and that she won't have no more of that sickness that she's been having. Let's remember Brother John Samples and his family and his church down in Thomaston, Georgia. And Polly, she's been throwing up blood, and they said that she's got pneumonia. remember her. And Todd has an unspoken prayer request that he says God knows all about. Remember all of our family that's lost out in sin. And I know everybody else has families that are lost out in sin. And let's just pray for each other's families that God will touch them and get a hold of them and bring them in before it's too late. Yeah. And just remember all the people on Facebook. If you out there on Facebook have any prayer request or a praise report, just put it in the comments. And we just thank everybody for coming on and listening tonight. And we just thank everybody for all the prayers for this ministry. We're going to go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer and pray over all these needs. And so everybody just join in and let's pray for all the needs of the people, especially the ones that need the Lord. Lord, we just come before you and praising you. God, we're going to continue to do this. God, we thank you for the ones you saved, for the ones you're going to save, God. Save their salvation, Lord. I thank you, Lord. God, for all. Deliver us and help for the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord, and we thank and bless each and every one, Father, Lord, and help us, Lord, to be Lord, wherever you want us to be, Lord. God, there's nothing to be, Lord, there's nothing to be different for you, for we pray the blood of Jesus, so we can have one, Lord, of your people and deliver us, hallelujah, Lord, we pray for the last one, we pray, Lord, for the sinner, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, Lord, and run there, Lord, we pray for the Father, yes, God, we know you more than people, Lord, take the God, the time, and God, tell me, Lord, we'll rebuke the power of the Savior, Lord,
Lord, forgive us, Love everybody too.
No, we're not.
God bless.
Jesus. God bless.